I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Brazilian musical sound of the 60s, Tropicália, was defined by two artists and one band, Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, and the group Os Mutantes, or The Mutants. While much of the world was tripping out to the Beatles, Brazil also had Os Mutantes, at least from 1966 to 1978 when they broke up. Well, now they've reunited with some new members, and they're about to take off on a North American tour. They've also got a new album called Raí, or Amortecedor. It's still that unmistakable Brazilian psychedelic sound, a sound that would later catch the ears of musicians like Beck and Kurt Cobain. Both tried unsuccessfully to get the band to reunite. It wasn't until 2006 and a misunderstanding that Os Mutantes started playing together again. London's Barbican Center was presenting a Tropicália retrospective. Original band member and leader Sergio Diaz picks it up from there.
So many people tried to put us back together, including Kurt Cobain, whatever. But somehow never felt like it was anything concrete. But this time it happened as I always thought it would, like with a phone call, you know. Somebody told the guy in the Barbican that to do like a homage for the Tropicália movement without Os Mutantes wouldn't make any sense. And the guy just said, well, what can I do? There's no band. They're not together anymore for 30 years, whatever. Somehow this came out to the press crooked, saying that we were going to play in the Barbican. And so I started to receive a bunch of emails from all the cats saying, oh, you guys are going to play here in England. And I say, oh, really? Where? Fantastic. And suddenly the radio station in Brazil were saying that we were already rehearsing. So we started to phone each other to just to ask, do you know anything about this? You know, are you playing? Are you know anything? And so we started just to talk to each other and wondering about it. And then when Dinho, our drummer, said, well, if you guys want, I'll play. That was the snap, really, that I understood that was something concrete. So I said, okay, so let's get together. And so we went to my place, to my studio, and we played for a couple of hours. Of course, it was awful, terrible. Everybody made a lot of damage into the music because we weren't very together. But the energy was there.
It sounds kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy, this reuniting of the band.
It is. It is an amazing thing. But the weird thing is that when we said yes to the Barbican, a month after we said yes, we had a tour booked in America in the most important places here. I just couldn't believe, you know, we were booked on the Webster Hall, on the Hollywood Bowl. When we started to play, all the kids, you know, they were trying to sing in Portuguese like we used to try to sing in English when we were young and listened to the Beatles or Mamas and Papas and all this. It was amazing.
It's funny you mention the way you used to listen to the Mamas and the Papas and trying to sing like them, because there's a track on the album called Neurociência do Amor.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like Frank Zappa meets the Mamas and the Papas. Let's have a quick listen to that tune. That's Neurociência do Amor from
which is Neuroscience of Love.
Neuroscience of Love from Os Mutantes. Yeah. When you reunited and went into the studio, Sergio, were you thinking, we've got to sound like Os Mutantes, but with 35 years of maturity? I mean, what did you want to be in this new life with this new recording?
I didn't even think that we wanted to sound like Os Mutantes. We are Os Mutantes. And I think the way to treat this thing is just play whatever you feel and just be free as you were before, you know. We didn't really try to use any of the albums in terms of references. We were basically just doing the music that we want to do, like now.
When we think of Tropicália, the Brazilian musical movement Tropicália, which Os Mutantes was at the center of, you think of a political element. I mean, the inventor of Tropicália, Caetano Veloso, actually said, though, that the movement was misunderstood. Were you political at all?
Well, I was 16. It's kind of hard to be a little bit too much political. I was as anarchic as a kid can be, you know.
So how is your anarchic attitude today? Because when you consider that McDonald's recently used Os Mutantes song Mina Menina in a commercial recently, that sounds opposite from the iconoclastic reputation of the band.
Well, we have no power of anything about that because, you know, first of all, the song belongs to Jorge Ben.
Oh, okay.
Is his composition.
Right.
But I think it was great, you know. I don't reject money or anything like that. I think it's crazy to be totally a part of society. And my anarchy, I think if you are what you are, of course you're going to clash with some other guys or some other people that won't understand you. And this could be like labeled anarchism. But I have no political intentions on this. Well, my political intention is basically to have a better world for everyone. I know that sounds corny, but this is honestly what I feel.
Does the current tour of North America and audience turnout make you happy that the band is back together?
Oh, yeah. It is amazing what we're receiving in terms of all over the place, you know, in the newspapers, the reviews that we're having, the interviews, and it is an amazing thing. The kids in the audience, you know, it is fantastic. It is like riding the same wave, but now I'm riding the wave with my eyes open, and it's great to be able to watch it. It's fantastic that we are now, you know, after all these years, a band doing a tour of 30 cities in the USA, and we're having an album released worldwide in Portuguese. It's a beautiful experience.
It is an amazing thing. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Sergio Diaz, great pleasure. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Fata, fata, chão.